again to be able to show their support for the armed forces. Of course, it happens up and down the country when this regiment or that regiment or ship's company or whatever comes back from overseas and people of that town manage to get out. But I think for the whole nation to have a day when they can celebrate their armed forces, I think it's good for the armed forces, it's good for the individuals in it, because we feel appreciated. And I think people do their jobs with much greater enthusiasm and determination, knowing that the people of the country are behind them.
Been a bit of a turn, hasn't there? There is a lot more support now for people in the armed forces. Are you getting that feeling?
Very much so. I think from about the sort of autumn of 2007, about 18 months ago, there was a kind of separation in people's minds between the issues of Iraq and Afghanistan that people found either unpopular or difficult to understand, and the people, the armed forces, who were carrying out those operations. And I think the population generally has been able to get behind our servicemen because they just want to support them and say thank you for what they do.
And when you're chatting to the guys and girls, sort of, especially the younger ones, do you think they're feeling enough support from the civilian population or not?
Well, I know, having talked to soldiers, for example, 9th Royal Lancers, who recently marched through, I think it was Northampton and Derby, and Royal Anglians marched through Norwich, talking to those soldiers, when they're going through their own hometowns and there are thousands of people on the street waving flags and clapping, they feel 10 feet tall, they feel really proud. I think that says it all.
Thanks. Oh, it might be a bit of a repeat, but why is it important to have an Armed Forces Day? This is the first one, obviously.
Well, it's important because I think it gives an opportunity for the people of the country to express their gratitude, if that's how they feel, to the members of the Armed Forces who are carrying out difficult and dangerous operations in faraway places, but on behalf of the country. We're not doing it on a self-serving basis. So it does give the opportunity for the country to get behind our service people.
And what will it do for morale for people fighting abroad?
Well, they will know that the country is behind them, and that's really important. It puts a real spring in your step. It makes you think that you're valued and appreciated for what you're doing. So when the reports of what's going on this week for Armed Forces Day find their way out to Afghanistan, soldiers, sailors, airmen and marines will feel, yeah, they'll feel good about it.
Has there been a problem with morale because of the controversy over the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan?
Soldiers and sailors and airmen and marines are really focused people. We get on with the job that we're given to do. The controversy, that's largely on the political level, I think, and politicians sort that out. Once a democratic elected government has given us a mission, we get stuck in, and we're very focused and very proud of the work that we do.
And obviously this isn't just about conflicts happening today, it's also about past conflicts.
Well, of course, that's right. But let's not forget that the Remembrance Weekend is the traditional period of the year when we remember the sacrifice of those who have fallen, not just in the First and Second World War, but in other conflicts. So that weekend is very special and must remain so, to remember those who have sacrificed their lives. I think the difference about the Armed Forces Week is that we can celebrate the commitment of those who are serving now, and of course also those who have served. So I think it's important that there's two focuses. One, to celebrate the service, and that's focused around Armed Forces Day, and then the sacrifice, and that quite properly is focused around Remembrance in November.
Great, thank you very much.